Okay, I'll share it back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, the next application is 11,642, Mark and Polly Yoder, to seek a special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old, section 115-20A1H of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Hickman Road, approximately 326 feet east of Farm Lane. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1, the tax map is District 530, map 3, parcel 2.08. Again, it's for a special use exception for a manufactured home that is more than 5 years old. We received no mail returns, no letters of support, no letters of opposition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you can see the name and address of the...
I'm Kevin Schroeder, 508 West Market Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Sir, do you plan to test possible?
Available to for...
What have you sworn in?
I'm Mark Gitter, Jr., 8289, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we do have a copy of the answers you will provide in the application.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
And Mr. Chairman, this was a case that we had before the board a few months ago, about maybe 6-8 weeks ago, where there was a question about whether a special use exception or variance, and there was a variance application, this is a special use exception. It was also discovered that the parcel had been, was not identified correctly, so that's what, this is a new application for. So that's why maybe the name seems familiar.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Wait, sir.
Thank you. The applicant is seeking a special use exception to the 5-year or newer restriction on mobile homes in AR1. The manufactured home that the applicant seeks to place on a property is a 2006 model year, 2,100 square foot double wide, as illustrated in these photographs. This particular home is 4 years outside of that 5-year window of allowability. This home ordered today new from any of the, on average, dealerships in this part of the county would be in excess of $100,000 placed on a lot. This home was purchased for a little bit more than $40,000 without setup yet. There are two aftermarket awnings on this house that were recently installed. The home was bought at repossession from a bank. The aftermarket value on the two awnings that add to the value of the home is about $5,000. Construction standards of HUD homes have not so significantly changed from 2006 to present day. A 2015 model home would appear virtually identical to the home that you see in the photographs. The applicant's lot is directly adjacent to over 25 acres of family-owned farmland, which is actively farmed by a lessee today. There are a number of manufactured homes in the surrounding area. This particular home is to be placed well to the rear of this 1,000-foot deep lot in a very treed area of the lot at the rear, and is frankly not even visible from the main road. And that's all I have. Lot number 7, it's about 4 1/4 acres.
And the surrounding area has similar homes?
Yes, and some quite older than that. I think initially it's going to be skirting, and then we get into spring of next year, they'll consider doing the block foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, it should.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
It's going where they live.
Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggests that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We're dealing here with testimony to the contrary. Make a motion to approve case number 11,642.
Now, second to that motion. I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,642. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Morgan?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated, so by vote of 4-0, case number 11,642 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Very well.